The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. And Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard it said of old, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother or sisters will be liable to judgment. And you have heard it said of old, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. And again, you have heard it said of old, do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow. But I say to you, do not swear at all. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one. The Gospel of the Lord.
Ellie Hidalgo, who is the pastoral associate of Dolores Mission, and she's going to talk to you a little bit about how Together in Mission impacts our wonderful sister community of Dolores Mission. So let's give her a warm welcome.
Thank you, Cambria and Monsignor Connolly and all of you here today. I'm just delighted to be with you. I have been working at Dolores Mission. I've been blessed to work there for more than 11 years, and Dolores Mission is in Boyle Heights and East Los Angeles. And you all are a sister parish, so it's especially wonderful for me to be here today, and I get to thank you personally for all the different ways that you support us, whether it's adopting our families at Christmas time, or serving on our school board, or providing tuition for our children at the school. And I'm here today to talk to you about Together in Mission, because that's another key way that your parish supports our parish. I want to begin by just reflecting on today's first reading for a moment from the book of Sirach, where we hear, if you choose, you can keep the commandments. They will save you. If you trust in God, you too shall live. And many of our families that come to Dolores Mission have very little by way of money or resources, but they have enormous trust in God that they will find what they need to persevere through all kinds of adversity. So I want to tell you a story of Esperanza. She's one of our Dolores Mission school mothers. And she was a foster child in Mexico and arrived to Boyle Heights when she was 14 years old with only a first grade education. And you can imagine her fear and struggle trying to adapt to this new country without parents and without much of an education. But she persevered with her great trust in God. And when she herself had children, she was quite determined to give them a better opportunity than she had had. And so she enrolled them in Dolores Mission School, and we were able to provide her with tuition scholarships for her children and a safe place to be, since our neighborhood has, you know, struggles with street violence. But there at Dolores Mission, they got a great education and were thriving. And I'm proud to tell you that today her oldest son is graduating from Cal State LA in the spring. And her daughter, Christina, is a freshman at UCLA as a biochemistry major. So it's incredible the real difference and impact that you all make. This family's story is alive with hope and faith and love, thanks to the incredible work of Dolores Mission, Together in Mission, and Holy Family Parish. This year, the theme for Together in Mission is Our Story is Alive. And I always like to say that God has no hands and feet but ours. And so when a poor family decides to trust them with our children at Dolores Mission School, we really hear it as a call from God to walk shoulder to shoulder with a family. And all of us working together, we make God's story come alive for that family. We get to witness to the truth that we all belong to one another and that we are linked, each of us, to a God who loves each one of us. So I want to share with you another story. Each night, Dolores Mission opens its doors to the homeless. We literally open our doors to the homeless who sleep in our church. So imagine cots up and down the aisleways and on the altar. We're able to take up to 60 men and provide them with a hot dinner, access to showers, breakfast in the morning, and then afterwards they go look for work. So I want to tell you a little bit about Andrew. He's a man who lived for several years on freight trains and on street corners and subsisted on food that he got from garbage cans. He finally hit rock bottom with his addiction to drugs and alcohol, and at that point was able to surrender his life to God. And soon after, he learned about Dolores Mission. And so we welcomed him to our Guadalupe homeless shelter. And finally, he had a place where he could sleep and receive meals and begin his process of recovery. Later, Andrew wrote about his first night at our shelter. And he wrote, "That night, after lights out, laying safely in that worn green army cot, surrounded by the sounds and smells of sleeping men, the warm glow of votive candles reflecting off the wall, I heard and welcomed for the first time that still small voice calling me home." We got to have this great honor of being Andrew's home, and he was able to recover and reconnect with his family in St. Paul, Minnesota, moved back there, got involved in another Catholic parish, went through the RCIA program and became a Catholic, and I'm happy to tell you that he's living a healthy life. And it turns out that a sober Andrew is incredibly gifted, has a God-given talent for writing, and so if you want to hear more about his journey of hope and healing, you can Google America Magazine, Dolores Mission, Andrew. Our parish started the Guadalupe Homeless Shelter more than 30 years ago in response to many migrants and refugees fleeing El Salvador during the Civil War and ending up in places like Boyle Heights and East LA. And as our parishioners prayed about how to respond, they really felt the call to turn the church into a homeless shelter. So I actually want to introduce to you three of our pioneer women who came with me this morning, who were part of the early efforts cooking big pots of rice and beans for the homeless. Please welcome, please say hi to Rosa and Esperanza and Lourdes. We'll be back after Mass if you wanna say hello to them. And you know, our story comes alive because these three women and others were willing to stand up and say, yes, we're going to help. And now we have hundreds of volunteers from area parishes that help us cook dinner every night and donate warm coats and monetary donations and toiletries and anything that we need to keep the shelter going. Rosa, Esperanza, and Lourdes are also part of the group of parishioners and who banded together with Father Greg Boyle, our former pastor, to reimagine another way of reaching out to formerly incarcerated men and women trying to get out of gang life and restart their lives. And that ministry became Homeboy Industries, which is now the largest gang intervention and rehabilitation program in the country, and serving formerly incarcerated from 45 different zip codes. But many of the homeboys and the homegirls who live in Boyle Heights in East LA have enrolled their children at Dolores Mission School because they see our school as one of the best opportunities to break the cycle of violence in their families and to give their kids a much better future. This year, Together in Mission will help 67 low-income parishes like Dolores Mission and 74 schools throughout the five regions of the Archdiocese of LA. And every parish participates in Together in Mission. So even at Dolores Mission, we'll be raising some money for Together in Mission. But I'm here to Thank you all for being one of the leadership parishes among the more than 300 parishes who are incredibly generous with Together in Mission. And again today, I just want to humbly ask you all to continue to be generous as much as you can, whether you can give 150 or 350 or 700 or 1,000 or more. Whatever you can do, please know that your donation is a gift of hope for each of the parishes and allows us to be brave and hardworking and resilient in oftentimes very difficult circumstances. I always like to end my Together in Mission talk by just saying how proud this particular campaign, Together in Mission, makes me of being a Catholic. As Catholics, we are taught to walk in solidarity with each other. Jesus taught us that. We know how to unite together. And we take on some of the key issues of our region, complex issues like homelessness and gang activity and educating the next generation of children, including low-income children. And in doing so, we make God's story come alive in Southern California. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ellie, and thank you to the ladies of Dolores Mission for being here this morning. They were here for the 6:30 Mass, so they had a very early start today, coming all the way from Boyle Heights. So I echo Ellie's words about being very proud of this particular collection, this archdiocesan-wide collection, which actually impacts over 500,000 families, individuals, students throughout our archdiocese. You know, we are the largest archdiocese in the country. And so it has an enormous impact on so many people in so many parish and school communities. And I'm extraordinarily proud of this effort. So it's my privilege to invite you now, if you haven't yet had a chance to give to Dolores, Together in Mission, some of you have received envelopes in the mail in the last week, and perhaps you've already sent them in to Dolores Mission. Perhaps you've even brought them today to drop them in the offertory basket. If you've already given, thank you very much. And I just ask you to be patient while I give everybody else a chance to give. But if you've not yet given, there are envelopes in the pew holders in front of you, and our ushers also have additional envelopes and pens or pencils. So if you need more, just raise your hands and they'll be happy to help you. But if you open up the envelope, you'll find the commitment card inside the flap of the envelope. And it's pretty self-explanatory, but I'd invite you to take a few minutes to fill out the first few lines of your contact information. And I'll just give you a moment to do that. By the way, our goal this year is $127,000, and that's pretty much in line with what our goal has been these last few years. And I'm very glad to say that we always reach our goal, and the last few years we've even surpassed it, which is fantastic thanks to your generosity. The money that if we make anything over the goal, then we're allowed to keep that within the parish. And what we do with that surplus is we have a Together in Mission fund. So we put that surplus money there, and then throughout the year, we're able to help parishes and schools with needs as they arise. So we always give some extra money to Dolores Mission and Our Lady of Guadalupe School, our sister parishes and schools. And then other things that arise where there's an urgent need for an infusion of cash that can make a big difference to a school or parish community, then we've been blessed to be able to help on many occasions. If you drop your eye down about halfway down, you'll see there's a place to fill out your email and telephone number, and please fill out your email information clearly, as that's the way that Dolores Mission will connect with you to remind you and update you about your pledge if you're choosing to pledge. That bottom line there, credit my gift to Parish City, is incredibly important for Holy Family. Please write Holy Family South Pasadena. There are a lot of different Holy Families in our archdiocese, and your gift will be a credit towards our goal. If we don't reach our goal, then we have to make up the difference from our parish funds. So that's very important to us. And then there are many different ways that you can give to Together in Mission. And for those of you who are watching from home, and thank you for being with us and joining with us in Mass today, you can actually go online and give to by going to holyfamily.org or by going to togetherinmissionla.org and signing up that way and pledging that way. But today, if you're sitting here in the pews with us in the church, you can give either a check or cash. You can make a down payment, make a full payment today. And you can also give by credit card. So there's a place to enter your credit card information at the bottom of the commitment card. One of the things that Together in Mission has done in recent years is to give us a couple of different options if we're going to make installments of our Together in Mission pledge. You can either pay over 5 installments, or now you can pay over 10 installments, so through December. And for my husband and I, Jeff, paying over 10 months allows us to give a larger annual gift. So we like that extra time to make those pledges. So you might want to consider that depending on your household budget. When you've completed the form, there's a little box on the right-hand side that you can fill out the actual total amount of the donation you're planning to give this year. And then there's a place to do some simple arithmetic. And then please place, if you're making a down payment or paying your pledge in full today, then please place the check or money, if you're paying that way, in the envelope. And then simply seal the commitment card, the flap on the envelope, and then hang on to it. We'll be giving you a chance to drop that in the offertory basket at the regular offertory time in just a few minutes. So all that remains for me is to say a very big thank you to all of you, both here and watching at home, for your incredible generosity. As I say, we never fail to meet our goal, and in fact, to usually go over it. And I'm confident that your generosity will carry us through again this time. So thank you so much. And as Ellie said, you know, this is a sign of our solidarity with our brothers and sisters throughout the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, in parish and school communities that don't have the financial resources that we're so blessed with here at Holy Family. So this is our opportunity to really share those resources, to make a difference, and to really come together as one body in the heart and soul of Jesus Christ. So thank you so much, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, Cambria. And I think we should have more women preaching. After listening to Ellie, I think this would be very good. There's a certain connection, down to earth, passionate, heartfelt connection given to the gospel of Jesus Christ from the proclamation we hear today. So I know that each and every one of us are urged, we have a deep sense of the privilege of belonging to the mission appeal which is made today. And it touches every one of us in some way, and the movement of the Holy Spirit causes us to be caring, more generous. So thank you for the great tradition we have here at Holy Family. I know that our mission in Haiti has blessed us more than we have blessed Haiti. And I know our time at Dolores Mission has gifted us more than anything that we have done for Dolores Mission. So thank you very much for Ellie, for you and your co-workers.